Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance, an author spotlight. I am Becky. And on this episode, I am excited to welcome back author Danica Flynn. Hi, Danica.
Hi.
I'm super excited that you're here because I've been kind of waiting for this book to be out in the world for others to read it. Because I think I read it last fall.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we are here to celebrate your release of Protecting Her. Right? Protecting Her? Yes, Protecting Her. Sorry. I doubted myself because I was like, wait, is that? Yes, it's Protecting Her. This is book one in the Murphy Brothers series, which we meet the Murphy Brothers in your Drakesville series.
Yes.
Well, it's the McGregor brothers because Drakesville is the town that all of these people live in.
Yes.
So before we get into everything about Protecting Her, because this book, it feels a little different for you, but let's just talk about reintroduce you to everybody who might not know who you are. So let's talk a little bit about your author journey. You published your first book in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually just recently went through, edited, and re-released. How was that for you?
It made me want to quit writing.
Oh, no.
It was extremely painful. I do not, 0 out of 10, do not recommend it if you're an author that is thinking about going back, unless you want to hate yourself. It was something I really needed to do. Like, I just felt like I really needed to do it. So I'm glad I did. But it was very mentally draining for me.
Yeah.
That I'm just like, I don't know. It was just like a lot. And it was not something, when I talked to my editor about doing it, because my editor that's done the rest of that series did not do that first book, which is why I used them for the second book. Because I was new. You don't know the things you don't know until you like published and like you make mistakes and you're like, oh, if I was writing that now, I wouldn't do this or I wouldn't make these choices. So I only had gotten like copy edits done on it. And I think it really showed. So when I approached them about it, I was like, oh, we'll just like clean up the grammar, but whatever. And then I started reading and I'm like, no, it needs like a full, I'm going sentence by sentence and rewriting scenes. Like I cut things out. It was a lot that I wasn't mentally prepared for. So it was like, just like, I'm glad it's done.
Right.
I will not do it again.
But don't you feel like it kind of shows your growth though as an author?
Yeah, it does. But then it's just like, oh my God. Like, I hate this book, so I'm glad it's at a place where I don't hate it anymore. So
I always think of it, you know, because we get approached by authors sometimes that are like, hey, I really feel like I need to edit my backlist. And my first thing is it making you money? And they'll be like, yeah, I get reads, but I don't necessarily get read throughs. And I'll be like, is it currently selling? Why, yes. Well, then how about you invest money then in your future edits? And then when those are really making money, then you can make the choice to take it down or to re-edit and clean it up. But I often think it's got to be like looking at a picture of yourself in college. You know, I look at some of the pictures I took in my younger days and I'm like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, and like I won't go back into the other books and like do that just because I feel like they're in a much better spot. Even though I was like reading through them the other day and I was like, I would make different choices now. If I was like writing the series now, I would definitely make some different choices than I made. But I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing that. Like, we're not going back and doing that for everything. It's fine. I think you can really see the growth if you go through the series. So, and I think people stuck with me with that first book and saw me grow. So yeah. I'm happy with where it is now.
Well, and so you went from hockey. You have had this really, you know, this is long hockey series. And at this point, you're done with the Bulldogs, correct? For now?
Yes. Sort of.
Sort of. Okay.
I'll tell you later.
You'll tell me later. Okay. I love all the secrets. But for now, Bulldogs are at a space.
If I go back, it won't be like adding on to that series. At
No, I
least
think we
that's
talked about that before too, because you hinted something in that last book that could happen. Anyway, it doesn't
Oh,
matter.
I did, but I don't think I'm gonna write that.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. And like, never say never. Like, I don't want to say, oh yeah, it's definitely done, because I can just be like, JK.
Just
I
kidding,
don't.
here I am.
Yeah, so I don't know. But for me, I feel like I ended this series.
Yeah, you
It's
wrapped
done.
things up with that
Yeah.
core group there. So now you've kind of gone into these small town series. How hard is it to switch from big city hockey, found family? Sports is different than writing small town. There's some similarities, but it's different. There's some technical differences.
I think for me, it wasn't that hard, because I feel like at my core, I've always written like big nosy families. Even from that first book,
Yeah.
Dinah was one of four. And I only have one sibling, but both of my parents are one of five. So, like, big families in your face is like something I think I could write, because I have like that experience in a different way. So for me, and even though the first book was not a big family, it was just two brothers, even though there was three books, I lived in a very small town that was based what Drakesville is like based off of. So like all of the shops and the bars and stuff, they're all like based on things that I like knew pretty well. So for me, it was like, well, I'm living in this really small town. It's less than 5,000 people live in this town outside of Philadelphia. So I feel like I just like it made more sense. Like it felt more real for me. I actually had a reader like be like, oh, I'm in like this random town outside of Philadelphia in the suburbs, and it reminded me of Sears. I'm like, that makes sense, but it's not that town. I'm like, but I like the feel of that particular town that this person was in. Like it was a similar feel to Drakesville, so it was kind of funny that she recognized that. But it is different, and I'm also like, I always make them fan they're fans of my hockey
They
team, so I
are.
always like, because that's like a fun thing for me to do, and also a way, if like people are coming into me never have experienced my hockey stuff, it's like that little tease, and then when they get to the back of my book, they'll be like, hey, are you interested in hockey? I also write this.
Yeah.
So, it's that little tease. And I think I started to do that too with the hockey series towards the end, because I was like writing them. I started like referencing the beer.
Right.
So it's trying to get those readers that like are very genre specific readers to like experience my other work.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I don't know, I pick up your small towns and it feels like home. The writing is just, I don't know. I mean, I fell in love with Accidentally in Love, the first book in the McGregor brothers, because he was grouchy and bearded and, totally my type. But so protecting her, we actually meet the Murphys in the last book in the McGregor brothers. And you just know that this family is the epitome of the nosy Irish family. Like, I'm just like, and then. Well, and we'll get to her in a little bit, but Siobhan, our heroine in this book, she's an only child. And I actually kind of felt bad for her in a couple moments because I'm like, she does not know what she just got herself into. So were you inspired? So you introduced the Murphys really in the last book of the McGregor brothers. Were you just, did you know you were going there, or they ended up being bigger in your head than what you originally thought they were going to be?
I didn't. I was just like, when I wrote the last book is set in the pub, which you see a lot in this book a lot. And I was like writing the pub, and I was writing Lila, like figuring out the pub and like wanting to save the pub. And I was like just trying to like fit in all the people that would work there. And then I like just had this family that also like worked there, and they live in the town. And it's like, oh, the one brother does photography, he can help me. And then I was like, oh shit, I have another series.
You
Like, I
do.
was like, I have a spin-off series. Like, I just like, so that's kind of why it's like, well, Brian's not going to get a book, but like he's going to be in those books because I had already established his relationship in that book. So it was like, okay, it's fine. But like I can do his younger brother. So it's like, you know,
You could always
I
write a
think if I
novella for Brian and his wife, like how they met.
maybe
Like,
I could. I don't know if I'm planning on doing that, but I'm like, if I had planned it, I probably wouldn't have done that. Like, but just like they kind of just came alive on their own. And I think that happens to me a lot where they just show up.
well, and that's like Blaze's family and the Bulldogs. Like,
They're a little bit different, though. I had that family established before I ever wrote the
I
Bulldogs.
know, but they're in my head and in my heart forever and always.
I know.
You know. Anyway, you know, but let's talk about these Murphys because I actually, so this dynamic of this family in a small town, I grew up in a small town. I know this family. I know this family. I know the busybodies of this family. I'm obsessed with the dad. He's so sarcastic. And I was like, because so the premise of this book is it's a one-night stand between Siobhan and Killian. And Killian, would you say that he's a bit of a rogue, a rake, a playboy, a flirt? Like,
Yeah, he is.
he's like everybody's good time guy, but he's always looking for his next like conquest.
He's here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah.
That's what he thinks. So he like tries to convince himself,
Yeah.
you know.
I loved him because, so he has this one night stand with Siobhan that's really just established right there in that first chapter. They meet at the wedding of the couple from book three in the McGregor brothers, and they have this one night stand. But then, so after they find out accidental pregnancy, he goes to his mom and says, "I got a girl pregnant," and she's like, "That's wonderful." And his dad's like, "Is it? Is it wonderful?" I'm just like, whoa, dad's gonna be a character. So, where was your inspiration for him from? Because,
I don't know because I didn't think he was that sarcastic.
oh,
So I'm kind of surprised to hear that.
you didn't. Well, but think about all the scenes he is in. He has this really dry sense of humor.
Does. There
He's
is a.
just like
You
deadpans.
read the second. You beta read the second
I
book, and
did.
there is a line I'm thinking of particularly when you said that.
He's
So
like,
maybe you're right. I don't know.
he's so over the top. And yes, it isn't fair. I've already read the second book, so I already know where things are going, and I really know this family, but he was just like, they're just these little moments because his mom, and so there's what? It's five boys. It's five boys. So you know that this mom has, like, she has lived a life. I have one boy. It's a life. And so she's just probably tired. Sister's like just tired. But the
She means well. It
she
like she means very well. She is very, but she has very like old-fashioned like opinions.
she does, but they make sense. And then her husband is just like, just so deadpan about everything and just so like, really? Okay.
Maybe like I don't know, maybe he's a lot like my dad now that you're talking about it.
Maybe.
I
Okay, I think that was in book two. I don't want to talk about that because then now I'm worried I might ruin that.
That's okay.
The siblings, these boys are boys' boys. And boy, do they call each other out on their shit. But you have one brother. And so you had aunts and uncles and lots of cousins. But was that hard for you to like kind of write these nosy? Because they are in your business in this
I
book.
know. And they act like they're not too. Like, I don't know. I think maybe that is like writing the hockey definitely helps with
Yeah.
writing like a big brother in like big brothers in your face. Just because it can be like that, and even though it's more like a found family, so no.
So this book is an accidental pregnancy from a one-night stand, which if you had told me 5 years ago that Danica was going to write this story, I'd have laughed and called you a liar. I'd have been like, not my Danica. My Danica doesn't write these stories. But you put a lot of emotion, and there are content and trigger warnings on this book, so make sure you check those out. Because Siobhan comes into this with not an easy history. And so you really balanced this. So you balance the emotion of everything she's going through with this pregnancy. And I like how you didn't just, she didn't flounder like a damsel in distress, even though she quickly, easily could have been, because there was a lot of stuff stacked against her, right? But instead, you showed us her strength, her resilience. I really did think there were a couple times she was going to haul off and just punch Killian or dick punch him. Like, come close, here are the stairs. Bam, he's gone. Because, dude, acts of service, I think, were his love language in this book, but they were not ones she wanted.
Not at all.
Like, she was so resistant to
She
him.
really, really was. Yeah.
But that's complex, and it adds a layer to their relationship. And so you do this when you write books. You give us these like layered, complex relationships. So is that hard, or is it just how it writes out? Like, do you intentionally go in and go, I gotta give these people layers?
I don't do it intentionally.
You don't do it
Like, I
intentionally.
don't think I do. I mean, so with Killian, I did not know what his deal was, like why he was like the playboy until I wrote 50,000 words. And then
Okay.
he told me. And I'm like, now I gotta weave this back into the rest of the novel, dick.
Asshole.
So like I feel like sometimes because I'm more of a discovery writer that I
Yeah.
don't find out certain things until like I'm into the book. Like I usually know like what they look like, who like I might know their personality because I just like feel it. I know that sounds weird, like I don't know how to explain
It
it.
doesn't.
I usually know like their occupation, that sort of thing, like what it's going to be, which hockey's usually easy. I just have to do the female main character, but writing small town, I have to be like, oh, what do they do?
Right. What's their deal? Yeah. When you write heroines, too, you're very conscious of making sure that they have a strength and a resilience about them, but not so much that they're standoffish. Like, they still have those moments of weakness. And I really like Siobhan and how she kind of engages with her best friend, because that's when she shows her vulnerability. And there's some moments in the book where she finally, shows her cards to Killian and stuff. And as I read this, I just kept thinking, this is like probably one of your most emotional books. Like,
Oh, really?
the impact, you gave a lot in this book. You don't feel like you did. You're
I
like,
don't
it was
know.
fine.
I mean, I guess I did. I mean, I feel like I wrote the first draft like 2 years ago, so I'm just like, oh, okay, thanks.
Well, and that's something too you're kind of doing. You had released a bunch of books 2 years ago. Like, you were releasing what, every 3 months, every 4 months?
I did like I think it was in 2022. I released like 4 books. It was a
Right.
lot. It was very draining, and it's just really hard for me to do because I do have a full-time job, and right now, as you know, I'm in the middle of planning a wedding, so
Right.
like I just can't.
Again, if you had told me in 2025 that Danica was going to get engaged and have a wedding, I would have been like, shut up, not true.
I know.
But I love it. I'm so excited for you, and I'm so
Oh,
excited for
thank
your
you.
partner. And I wish you guys nothing of the best. You know that. But
I know.
now you are down, you're releasing about one book a year.
Yeah.
And so you've kind of slid back. So does that give you more time to kind of ruminate on these characters, spend time with them? Because I do feel like Killian and Siobhan are really fleshed out.
I think so, yes. And like, I spend a lot, I think I. I spend a long time with my drafts, like before it gets to people. Like I write it and then I like reach out to my editor. My editor's usually like booked out really for like several months. So I'm like, perfect. And they're like, oh, I could squeeze you in. I'm like, no. Like this is perfect. 'Cause then I can like kind of leave it alone for a couple months and then I can come back to it and then get it to a place where I can like have you give me some feedback, have some other people give me some feedback, and then I can take that and like have the time to like do what I think needs to be done. So I feel like once I like get it out there, I feel like I've spent the necessary time needed. And I feel like if I was releasing like a book a month, I could not really, I don't think I could handle it. Like I just have a long process.
Yeah. But I think that works for your characters. It works for your stories. And this family, these Murphys, I'm so excited to see where we're going next. I know what's happening next. So this book is Killian. The next brother is, oh shoot. What's his name?
Lachlan.
Lachlan. Yes,
Yes.
Lachlan.
It's Lachlan and Willow. And actually, I did not want them to be next. My plan was to write Freya and Ronan next.
Oh, yeah.
But when I wrote Protecting Her, I was like, oh, like Willow is in this like a lot. And I feel like I really have like the seed about Willow and Lachlan and just
Yeah.
time-wise, I was like, oh, I think they need to be next. Like Ronan and Freya can like wait. And I'm kind of glad I did that because I'm like having some struggles with their book right now anyway. So I'm like, okay. It was the best plan.
It was the
So
best plan.
yeah.
Is there, so somebody that picks up protecting her, is there one thing you really want them to take away from this book?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know. You're like, I don't know, Becky, stop asking me stupid questions.
They're not stupid questions. I just like don't think about these things, I guess, when I write. Like I write a story and I want someone to enjoy the story. Like I want like if you need like some light or happiness in your life, I want like my books to be able to let you have that escape from it. And because you know you're going to get the happily ever after
Right.
with all of my books, like that's always going to be standard. So I hope you enjoy the ride when you pick up one of my books.
So this book, it's messy, obviously. This, one night stand, accidental pregnancy, the family, her history. It's messy, but it's joyful. Like, and that's as I, because I went through over the weekend and reread the arc before it came out, and I was like, this book was so joyful and so hopeful. And there's just just a joy, a calmness that comes with reading this. And I really love Drakesville. The only thing you didn't really give us in this book was their own season of beer, but I guess because she's pregnant. It does start with the pumpkin beer, which I just laugh. Every time I read the pumpkin beer, I laugh. Because I know that it was a simple glass of a pumpkin beer that inspired the McGregor brothers and forward.
Yeah.
So we didn't get a new season of beer, but
Okay, I have to tell you something though. I'm
yeah.
getting married at a brewery.
No, I love that. I'm so excited for you. That's fantastic.
I hadn't told you that yet, but yes, so which is really funny because that happened in Accidentally in Love, and it's just like funny.
That's like the perfect, oh my gosh, that's so funny. But you didn't get engaged at a brewery.
I did not. I got engaged in Scotland.
Yeah. Total romance author partner move there. I mean, he gets some extra points for that. Oh my gosh. So, okay, well, we'll talk about that later. Because I think we need like a bonus epilogue. I feel like. Is everybody in Drakesville gonna get married at the brewery now?
No.
Why not?
I know where, like, I know like the epilogue of the last book.
Yeah.
Like I know what that scene is going to be. Haven't written it, but I know
You know what
exactly.
it
And that
is.
also determined who gets to be the last book too.
Okay.
So, like, because I was like, oh, I know how to like end the series.
Okay, so Protecting Her is available wherever you get books. It's out as this episode is dropping. It is out now. You can find a list of all the places to follow Danica. Sign up for her newsletter. She'll share life events in her newsletter. So if you're a friend and you don't read the life events, then you miss things like I did. I subscribe, but I miss. Anyway, Danica, I'm so excited for the world to get a chance to read Protecting Her. It'll be available everywhere, right? For the first...
For the month of April. Okay. And then I'm doing something different with this series. Because I put the McGregor brothers into Kindle Unlimited, I wanted to test something a little bit different and do like a hybrid thing. So for this series, for the first month of publication, it'll be wide. And then after that, I'll pull it from the other sites and put it into Kindle Unlimited. So I don't want to say May 1st, because May 1st I'll like remove it from the other sites and then like work on get, and as soon as they're all done, I'll get it on, but I'll like make an official announcement once it's like officially in KU, because you know there's like straggler that like don't pull. So I'm like, I'll give you guys all the like exact date.
Things happen, but yeah, you can but you should read it now. You should buy a copy of it now, grab it while it's out. It is a delightful small town, messy family romance. I actually was telling Rachel about it today because she has been on a accidental pregnancy kick for like months now. And I'm like, here, you'll need to read this. but yeah, you can find all the places to follow Danica over on our website at buzzingaboutromance.com. Danica, thanks for so much for coming on and hanging out with me.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Always, always. You're one of the OGs. And I, you know, outside of Heather, I think you're like my second Bookstagram friend.
Maybe, so I don't know.
It's you and Heather. Like, this is where it all started. It'll be 5 years in June for the podcast.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We're going to hit.
You started like shortly after I started publishing.
Yeah.
Like you were telling me about it because you didn't beta read my first one, but you beta read my second one.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll hit 250 episodes here in a couple weeks.
That's amazing.
So, so bonkers. Anyway, Danica, thanks so much for hanging out. And until next time, everybody, happy reading.
Find us on Instagram at @BuzzingAboutRomance or on Twitter at @BuzzingRomance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.